WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Pat Barker's novel, The Ghost Road, was scheduled to be published in the United States in August of 1996. But when The Ghost Road won Britain's prestigious Booker Prize, its publication date here was suddenly pushed up. Book critic Maureen Corrigan advises you not to delay in reading it.
I don't place much faith in reincarnation, but Pat Barker is making a believer out of me. How else to explain the eerie authenticity of The Ghost Road, her latest novel about World War I? There are small, startling images here about trench life amidst frozen corpses and walls spiked with bone fragments that only Isaac Rosenberg or Eric Maria Remarque could have captured. There are the death rattles of gassed soldiers that only Wilfred Owen or Vera Brittain could have recorded. And it's almost impossible for a contemporary writer to recreate just the right tone of baffled fury that inflects the literature of the World War I generation. We're all too familiar, at least theoretically, with what total warfare can do. If Pat Barker didn't live through World War I in a previous life, she somehow managed, nonetheless, to make the war live again in this novel. Actually, Barker has pulled off this literary feat of waking the dead before. The Ghost Road is the last volume in an extraordinary trilogy about World War I that began with Barker's 1992 novel, Regeneration, and continued through The Eye in the Door, published the following year. All three novels follow the fortunes of Dr. William Rivers, a real historical figure who specialized in the treatment of shell shock. Rivers treated the poets Wilfred Owen and Siegfried Sassoon, who play prominent parts in this trilogy. To their illustrious addled company, Barker introduces her own fictional creation, Lieutenant Billy Pryor. A bisexual man who originally joined the army to escape his working-class background, Pryor dwells in a kind of societal no-man's land. The Ghost Road takes place in the summer of 1918 as the war is entering its final, frenzied stages. Both Pryor and Owen are desperate to get back to the front, to prove they've fully recovered from the breakdowns that sent them to Rivers Hospital. Rivers, meanwhile, still struggles with the ethics of his work, curing soldiers of shell shock, or as he puts it, taking away their sole defense against the unbearable, so that they can be sent back to their deaths. Falling prey himself to the Spanish influenza epidemic, Rivers hallucinates about his research work among headhunters in Melanesia and his childhood acquaintance with Lewis Carroll. In Rivers' fevered brain, Alice's morphine adventures in Wonderland become conflated with the grotesque bodily transformations caused by war. Part of the magical authority of The Ghost Road can be attributed to scrupulous homework on Barker's part. She describes the bright yellow complexions of munitions factory workers and the sound of lice eggs popping in the seams of soldiers' uniforms as their body heat warms them through. But it's the poetically precise voices of her chief narrators, Rivers and Pryor, that really command our attention. Here's Rivers, for example, describing his head nurse. She clawed her way out of the Gateshead slums and therefore felt obliged to believe in the corrosive effects on the human psyche of good food, good housing, and good education. There, in one elegant sentence, you have a complete portrait of a woman crippled by class resentment. If you know anything about Wilfred Owen's life, you know he did make it back to the front, only to be killed a week before the armistice. Like Owen, who many critics consider to be the greatest poet of World War I, Pat Barker stands in a distinguished line of artists who transcend human barbarism with the resonant consolation of their own sympathetic imaginations.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Ghost Road by Pat Barker.